would think, judging from the Pharisees' and the scribes' reactions, that Jesus is always working on the Sabbath, always doing something to break the law of Moses. And yet he is the Lord of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And yet Jesus is always working toward the good of the kingdom. He is always proclaiming the good news. And if he isn't, then he's up in a mountain praying all by himself with the Father, interceding on our behalf. What a gracious Lord we have. He knows that after his ascension, he will need the eyewitnesses to the life, ministry, passion, suffering, death, and resurrection in order to proclaim this gospel to all nations. And so he chooses these 12 apostles, and he gives them the task of being not just disciples, but apostles, not just students, but people who are sent, journeymen, pastors. And they pass along that to the pastors of every generation. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.